Welcome to
the most epic Holly Jolly
Christmas Showdown.
I'm Amanda Figueroa.
And I'm Adriana York, formerly Figueroa.
And we are just two sisters who love Christmas and competition. Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome.
All right. So the first thing that we want to say is we are so sorry. We missed a whole week and we did not want to, but it's flu season, everyone, and both of us got it.
Yeah, pretty much, actually, every woman in the household.
Every woman, including, like, the baby.
Yeah, the baby woman got the flu. So we were struggling a bit last week. So to manage expectations, unfortunately, this episode is not going to be round one of playoffs, because we were all struggling to survive last week.
Yeah.
But we were going to drop this episode anyways to kind of give you guys an idea of what to expect for playoffs and how we are going to do it. So, yeah, that's why we're here today.
Yeah. Okay. So,
These first few rounds up until, I think we mentioned it last podcast, but these first few rounds up until the finals, pretty much, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be four movies that we are going to be looking at. They're not all going to be against each other, but it's just like two rounds of two movies, essentially, that we're going to be looking at until we get to the finals. And we are going to bring in one of our family members to watch each of the movies with us. So each movie will have a different, like, guest judge watching the movie. And then we are going to share the summaries with the rest of the family members and get their scores. And we'll work those into, like, averages for all of the movies. And on top of that, to keep it as fair as possible, we have a score sheet.
We do.
Normally, we just watch the movies and we just kind of go off of, like, what our gut is telling us, but we have a score sheet for playoffs. So we're getting really official over here. So this episode, we want to break down the score sheet and just kind of tell you guys how we are going to be scoring all of the movies.
So if you've ever taken a survey where it's like strongly agree, strongly disagree, and then everything in between, that's kind of the idea that we're doing here. So we have five different prompts for each category, and the person is just going to choose strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree. Yes. And that is going to have some sort of point value assigned to it.
Yes. Okay. So for plot, our prompts are: the plot was clear and easy to follow, there were no gaps in the plot, i.e. no questions left unanswered, there were no unnecessary subplots that distracted from the overall plot, the plot exceeded expectations for its genre, and the plot was unique and distinct, i.e. have never been seen before or overdone.
Yeah. So I feel like, to kind of explain, so these questions or these prompts were based on how we both have been scoring throughout the entire year. So it's still pretty consistent to what we've been doing. But now
we have it, like, written down and official. Like, this is the exact prompt that you're giving a score on.
Yeah.
You want to handle the next category?
Yeah. So main characters, our prompts are: the main character was the center of the show. You know, main character was main character. You were rooting for the main character. The main character enhanced the plot. There was no unnecessary details about the main character that distracted from the overall plot. The main character interacted well with the supporting characters. Yeah.
Yep. Main character energy, you know? Our next category, aesthetic, the prompts are: the production made sense for the genre and time period of the movie. Production being, like, the set and costuming. hair, makeup, all that stuff. The production transported you into the world of the movie. The costuming, hair, and makeup was visually appealing. There was nothing lacking in the production. Like, you didn't look at a room and be like, oh, I wish this could have been more 1990s or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And the production was unique. Like, different, wasn't kind of boring or like
wasn't you see it cookie cutter.
Yeah. Like, it changed up between Hallmark movies, you know? Like, they didn't use the same set for each movie.
Yeah. And that leads us into overall Christmas cheer. So our prompts are, the message of the movie points to Christmas. The movie encourages you to participate in Christmas activities. The movie mentions Christmas, Santa, gifts. You know, does it talk about it at all? The movie encourages a gift of giving mindset. The movie encourages a gift of giving mindset. The movie gave you warm, fuzzy feelings. We had to just include that in there because we mention it all the time.
Yeah. Okay. And then for our last category, the prompts are supporting characters did not distract from the overall plot. Supporting characters were necessary for plot development. Supporting characters made you like the main characters more. Supporting characters did not take over the movie, and there were no subplots exclusively between supporting characters.
Yes. So once we get our score sheet all beautified and laid out, we will post that on our social medias. For following the bracket and for seeing the score sheet, it's going to be important to go and look at our Instagram and maybe our TikTok, which is at Holly Jolly Christmas Pod. And that way you can see all the updates. Cringe factor, it's still going to be between Adriana and I. We're the only ones that are going to give a cringe score. And that one is still going to be based off of how we felt throughout the movie. And it's changing just a little bit because if you've been listening, we've taken our cringe score, we've added it up, and then we took the total cringe score and we subtracted it from our movie total. But that's not how it's going to be this time around. We're going to actually average the cringe score as well and take the average and subtract it from the total score that we get. And that will be our final score. I'm going to go through the entire bracket and show you guys, like, breaking down kind of what you should be expecting in the next coming weeks. So in round one, these are our lowest scores out of all the movies. We have Naughty or Nice going against Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas. Now, Naughty or Nice, you can find on Prime Video, Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas, Hallmark Movies Now, and the Hallmark Channel or Hallmark Movies and Mysteries as well. You know, just somewhere around there. And then Fubo TV, I remember, and that Philo subscription and Sling TV. Mm. Then we have Catering Christmas going against Small Town Christmas. Catering Christmas is a Great American Family film, so it's going to be on Great American Family, and they have the subscription PureFlix if you want to subscribe. And Small Town Christmas is our unfortunate one. You can only get it on Hallmark Movies Now or see it on the Hallmark Channel. And I think you can rent on YouTube, but that's about it for that one. So those are round one. Naughty or Nice against Time for Him to Come Home for Christmas. And Catering Christmas going against Small Town Christmas. And so the winner between Naughty or Nice or Time for Him to Come Home is going to go against our VeggieTales, the toy that saved Christmas. And that is going to be our round two on the left side of our bracket. And along the left side of the bracket with round two, we have a Charlie Brown Christmas going against Haul Out the Holly. And so on the other side of the bracket, the winner between Catering Christmas and Small Town Christmas will go against Jingle Jangle. And then on the right side of the bracket as well, we have Christmas with the Cranes going against Christmas at the Drive-In in round two. So that's pretty much everything.
Yep.
It's a lot. And hopefully this episode kind of helps you visualize a little bit better what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And if you can't visualize, we have the visuals on our social media.
Yeah.
So look there for any updates as we move forward.
Yeah. So we are going to catch up from the week that we missed. But also, like, manage expectations. We do. That doesn't mean that we have to watch 8 movies and record 2 episodes and edit 2 episodes. So I don't think that we'd necessarily can promise 2 episodes by Saturday. Mm-hmm. But probably within, like, these next 10 days, we will have 2 episodes out mm-hmm. with our first 2 rounds of playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So get to watch in with us because it's going to be a fun time. I think also if we... Did you say if we can make the score sheet pretty, we'll post it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So as soon as the score sheet is pretty, we'll post it online.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can also maybe print it out or score along with us if you really want to. You know, you can even invite some friends along. If you have friends who are also really into Christmas movies or mm-hmm. just overall into Christmas, invite some friends, have a movie watching party, and like y'all score it along with each other and see just kind of what everybody thinks of all the movies officially.
Yeah.
You know, not just like for funsies like a book club, but like officially.
Yeah.
This is serious and this is competition. Like, who has terrible taste in movies?
Yeah.
You know? So make it fun. It 'tis the season. It's Christmas time. You know, we believe Christmas is year-round, but
yeah.
To the rest of the world, it is officially Christmas time. Mm-hmm. So have some fun with it. Make an event out of it. And join us along on this journey.
Yeah.
On this journey to find the most epic Holly Jolly Christmas movie of 2023.
Yes. Let's talk about what our plans are for the next year just a little bit. Because we know that these next couple of episodes are going to be straight up all about our Christmas movies.
Yes.
So, obviously, we're still working on getting video podcasting.
Yeah, sorry.
We realized that was not going to happen during the holiday season. We have a lot of family coming in town, and that means children, and children do not make it easy for us to record and to set up and practice using other equipment. So that is something that will be coming in the new year. Maybe not like right at the new year, but something to hope for in the new year. Is video podcasting, because we want to show you guys visuals. We want to interact and
also we're very entertaining on video.
I think so. I think we make a lot of faces that you don't get to see, and I think that's what makes us vibe off of each other, and it would be nice to share that with you guys. So that's happening, and
we are also starting to look at our categories and our movies for next year.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we started this podcast this year in July.
Yeah.
So there's no way ever we could watch all the Christmas movies in one year.
Uh-huh.
But if there's a movie that you were thinking of and you'd really want to see on here and want to get our take on, go ahead and start reaching out to us and messaging us on social about like movies that you'd think you'd want to see covered on our podcast mm-hmm. next year. We are looking at, like I mentioned, categories and movies. So once we get all the movies that we kind of want to cover, we can work into categories and stuff like that. And we'll probably start putting out polls on social media too
mm-hmm.
of what you guys would want to see. So if you don't already follow us, go ahead and follow us, like Amanda mentioned, at Holly Jolly Christmas Pod on Instagram and TikTok. And we'll start compiling lists and ideas and stuff. Yeah. I believe you can also leave comments on like wherever you're listening.
Yeah, I know for Spotify, if you listen on Spotify, that you can put in something for questions and answers. And so if you want to just drop a comment in the podcast, go ahead and try and do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also being said, we are looking at, we realize there are a lot of other different genres of Christmas movies. So if we are considering also incorporating a Christmas horror category, because that has been coming up a lot.
Yeah, I also kind of vibe with those. It's kind of fun.
They are fun. And so we know for sure that is a new category coming in into the next year. So if you have Christmas horror movies or thrillers, you know, we like those movies too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give them all of us. Yeah. Give us all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyways, that is it. It's a little update podcast. And get ready, because in the next coming days, we start.
Yeah, we're strapping on our boots and getting to business.
And getting to getting. Anyways, I'm Amanda.
And I'm Adriana.
Have a holly jolly day.
Bye.